I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about 7 days of praise. 7 days of praise. We've got a challenge for you today to go 7 days where it's only praise and gratitude that's coming out of your mouth in the relationships with the people that you have, also with God. 7 days of praise in the direction of God and with the people around you. Now, this comes from my book, Pockets of Prosperity. I tell the story. We're talking about the family blueprint. In Pockets of Prosperity, we have all of the practical blueprints for our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint. We have blueprints for finances and family and order, health and time, purpose and community. And in the family blueprint, one of the stories I tell is a story that my mom once told me. She had a friend of hers who had raised several foster children, and many of them had very, very bad upbringings, very bad backgrounds. And every single one of these kids turned out to be an amazing adult. They did a great job of raising them. They all turned into amazing adults. And my mom asked them, "How did you do it?" And they said, "Our number one secret, number one key was that we praised them every day for something they were doing well. We praised them every day for something they were doing well." And my mom asked, "Well, did you ever have a kid that you just couldn't find something?" And the other lady replied, she said, "We had this one kid. He was just a mess. He was constantly in trouble when we got him. But we liked the way he combed his hair. And so we started with that. We started praising him for the way he combed his hair. And then he began to turn. And we began to find other things to praise him for. And he began to turn. And more, we began to find more and more things to praise him for." Now, it's interesting. You look in the book of Proverbs, it says, "He who has a bountiful eye will be blessed." He who has a bountiful eye will be blessed. A bountiful eye is going in and seeing life from a different perspective. We often go in and we're looking for all the things that are wrong, but going in and searching for all the things to praise, all the things that are going well in our lives, expecting, going in with a level of expectation, looking for things to praise. And I believe you'll make this part of your day. We're going to do 7 days of praise. If you'll make this part of your day in the direction of God and in the direction of the people in your life, it's going to cause a major shift. You're going to begin to view the world with a bountiful eye. You're going to be blessed as you view the world through a bountiful eye. But we're going to get started with prayer, and then we're going to get into our time of communion for today. We're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help to help us to walk this out, because this may be hard for us to do in our own strength. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us. Make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And remember, you got to bring the energy. You got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make these things fun and bring some energy and presence and focus into them each day. Every day, waking up like a kid on Christmas with expectation for the day. Something good's going to happen today. Something good is going to happen today. Just start saying that every morning when you wake up. Something good's going to happen today. And get your eyes fixed on that, looking for things to praise, looking for good things to happen every day. But our four fundamentals, getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light to make it bigger and greater, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action, doing the things that you know to do, and doing them together with God, doing them in partnership with Him. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. But our first one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. And we're either in the light or we're not. We're either in the light or we're in this darkness. There's no in-between. It's on or off, hot or cold, black or white. There's no in-between. To take our position in the light, you could stay positioned in praise. Part of this praise challenge is it helps to keep you positioned in the light all the time. And one of our biggest challenges in life is just sustaining that positioning. Sustaining that positioning of being positioned in the light continually. How do we do it? We stay in forgiveness, receiving forgiveness from God, forgiving ourselves in the middle. Often we forget to forgive ourselves. And then walking in that same grace and forgiveness that God has given us with other people. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness, we're released from darkness, transferred into the light through the forgiveness of sins. And the motivation behind it was love. Receiving God's love and truly experiencing it as you connect with Him, as you spend time with Him, as you experience His love, then it's just letting it flow through you, where you begin to love yourself the way that God has loved you. And you let it flow through you to love other people the same way that He's loved you. And just a simple check in your heart can often tell where your positioning is, whether you're in forgiveness and love. Are you holding on to feelings of bitterness or resentment, or those types of feelings as you're interacting with people? Or are you just simply focused on, how can I be a blessing to these people today? How can I do good for these people today? If that's what's going on in your heart, then you know you're positioned in the light. Now, everything we receive from God, we receive by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. To stay 7 days of praise, to stay positioned in gratitude and praise, keeps you in faith. It keeps you in the light. And that's a big deal, because inside of that light is everything God has. God has taken everything He has. He's put it in Christ. He's put it in this kingdom of light, transferred us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And inside of that kingdom is everything God has: His Spirit and power and presence, His love, His peace, His joy are available to flow through you today. His mind and wisdom, the answers that you need for today, are found in the light. His health, His energy can be working through you. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. God's time, God's finances, everything He has, He's put it in Christ, and it can begin to flow through you. So it's not worth it to step out of this. These 7 days of praise is a goal to help us stay in this more consistently. Because when we get into complaining mode, we get into criticizing mode, it kicks us out of the light. Complaining is a big deal. You don't think complaining is a big deal? Go back and look at the Old Testament on the people's journey to the promised land. As they're going through the wilderness, what are they doing? Complaining, 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 criticizing, criticizing, criticizing. And every time they do it, something bad happens. Every time they do it, something bad happens. The two are connected. We got to take that positioning in the light. We can do it with consistent praise is one of the biggest keys to this. And then we got to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger and to make greater. It expands our capacity. It gives God a bigger area to work. We got to turn those lights on. And then we got to begin to expand it to give God a bigger place to work in our lives. As we begin to magnify the light through meditation, we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on, what we're meditating on. You're already doing it all day anyway. So we might as well just turn the tables on it and begin to magnify the light, because you're already doing it all day long as it is. As we begin to meditate on God's word, to think about it, to ponder it, to talk about it, it begins to expand within us. You can feel it growing and expanding on the inside. It also gets it rooted and established in your heart, where you become fixed and immovable, that when the issues and problems of life come at you, you stay positioned in the light. Helps you to stay, keep your positioning when issues come your way. But it's all about what we're focused on. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word. To just be thinking about, to be talking about, to be studying diligently his word, to be thinking about his promises, to magnify his unfailing love and his faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills his promises. He'll never leave you or forsake you. To magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ, that we have peace with God. We have his blessing and favor on our lives, and he wants to help. He eagerly desires to do good for us. He eagerly desires to help us because of what Jesus did. We can magnify and meditate on and think about every good thing that he put within us. We have treasure in jars of clay. We can magnify whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and good report, to be focused on. What are the things that I have to praise today? What are the things I have to be grateful for today? To magnify all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's problems. It's just choosing to bring them into the light and to make God as bigger than the problems. I'm just thinking of myself personally, this idea of the praise challenge. I had a time when I felt like I had missed it. I kind of was under a lot of pressure and I just kind of lost my cool for a minute. It felt like I had missed it. And I went to a Bible study that morning, and the guy that was leading the Bible study stopped it right in the middle of the Bible study. He said, Daniel, I think I have a word from God for you. And just God began to just praise me during that time. He said, you know, you're producing amazing fruit and you're impacting entire families. And he began to praise me at the time when I felt like I was missing it. And we can learn to do this for other people. When they feel like they've missed it, they already know. So criticizing them and beating them down is not going to help. But finding things to praise, regardless, even when they've missed it, to what God did for me. And learning to roll that into our lives, to do it for ourselves and for other people as well. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, to be positioned in darkness. We could choose to just complain and criticize and focus on all the ways that we've been wrong. We just stew on them, just to meditate on those things, on the issues and problems. We could just choose to live in the past and stay stuck in the past with all the bad things that happen and not be willing to move forward in the future. We could choose to just be so worried about the future that it keeps us paralyzed in the present moment. We don't want to move forward. We could just be rolling all the problems over and over and over in our minds, trying to figure it all out. But there's a better way. You take your positioning in the light. And this is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Because when we're positioned in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the weight and all the pressure is on you. It feels hopeless. It feels like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. One of the greatest signs is your energy level. You just say, why am I so tired all of a sudden? Or if you're saying to yourself, why am I so tired all the time? That could be because we have a pattern of being positioned in this. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, the dread of the future, confusion about which direction to go, which decision to make, what's the right thing to do right now. Maybe we're stuck in bad patterns or vicious cycles that just keep repeating over and over. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. You begin to rest in your soul. And when you rest, God begins to work. His energy, his power, his peace, his joy, everything begins to flow through you when you finally rest. When we rest in our soul, we get so much more present and we become externally focused rather than inwardly focused. Darkness, we're inwardly focused. When we're in the light, we become externally focused because we get more present. And all of a sudden, everything feels free and easy and effortless because it's God doing the work now. Your energy levels begin to rise up because God's energy begins to flow through you. You experience that peace that surpasses all understanding. It guards your heart and your mind. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. You've got hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden, these aha moments, these flashes of insight where you just know that you know that you know this is the right thing to do. This is the right step to take. This is the answer that I was looking for. Just begins to flow in your mind. And all of a sudden, these bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles that you were stuck in just begin to break. They just begin to effortlessly fall off. As God begins to provide you beautiful solutions to the issues that you're facing, He begins to just set you free from one level to the next, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. But we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. And the good news is this amazing gift of grace is it only takes 1 second to turn it around if we get off track. That's truly an amazing gift of grace. Now, when we recognize it, number one, it takes some humility. You might even feel, you might feel bad. You might feel a little bit of sorrow. You might feel a little bit of guilt, even for getting off track. Like you feel down for a second, but then you turn it back around and you bring it to God and you humble yourself and say, Father, forgive me. Because God gives grace to the humble. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for getting off track, for thinking about that over and over. You get right back in and you start praising Him and thanking Him for His unfailing love. What do we say to get into the light? Forgiveness, love, praise, and thanksgiving. You start doing those things and all of a sudden you're right back in 2 seconds later. And it just starts to flow suddenly again, all by just changing your focus. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. All it takes is a little bit of repentance. Just turn, make a quick change. And you're right back in. And every time you get out and you go back in, I think you come in better because you've learned and you've experienced His grace and His goodness. And His goodness just begins to transform our heart. His grace begins to change our hearts, begins to soften our hearts. And every time we get out and we come back in, we come in better than we left. It's this amazing gift of grace. And then we got to stay tuned in each day. As you get positioned in the light, you get much more present. And as you get more present, you become a better listener, both with the people around you and with God. Every day, God's trying to lead us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction, but we've got to stay tuned in for His leading and direction. A simple exercise that I like to do every day. I like to do it before bed, just with my journal. Get still, and I'll listen, and I'll ask this question. God, what are You trying to teach me today? What are You trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would You please repeat it? And you just get still and you listen for a few minutes. And whatever begins to come into your mind, you just begin to write it down. And then you stay tuned in as you go throughout the day. Sometimes you'll get those leading or those nudges or those just flashes of insight where you know that you know what to do. If you're ever unsure on what to do, you ask Him for His direction and then you wait. You wait until you know. And every single time you ask Him, He'll show you. And you wait until you know. And if you'll do this, He will show you every single time. And then once you know, it's time to take action. What do you know to do today? There's two sides of this. Often we get procrastinating. We're not taking action on the things that we know to do. Maybe there's this mental to-do list or things in your conscience or things that you know you've been procrastinating on. What do you know to do today? And then on the other side, sometimes we take high levels of action, but we take action on things that we don't know, where we haven't got a clear leading just yet. Things that are maybe for tomorrow or for next week or next month, we don't know yet. And we try to take action and we get ahead of God. wait until you know. And then once you know, take action immediately. So there's two sides. Number one, we procrastinate when we know what to do. Number two, we get ahead of God because we're not quite certain yet. And I've made this mistake before. We're not quite certain yet. We haven't heard from him. Wait until you know and then take action. And then when you take action, one of the most important things, doing it together with God, do it in partnership with him. Do it cheerfully with a willing heart, with a good attitude and full confidence in God that he's right there with you. You don't have to do these things on your own anymore. He's right there with you to help you. And a good exercise to do, just using your imagination, just to visualize God being with you as you execute each day. And as you do this, it does something like turning you into a magnet. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to your life. You don't seek after the stuff. It's like you seek after the stuff and it gets repelled. But you seek after him. It turns you into a magnet and just begins to pull all that God has for you into your life. You don't have to seek after all the stuff. You seek after him. And it's this amazing thing. He begins to add things to you. And he gives you the ability to enjoy them. Gives you all things richly to enjoy. So let's talk about this praise challenge a little bit. 7 days of praise. Only praise and gratitude coming out of your mouth in the direction of God, even about yourself and with other people on those three levels. 7 days of praise and gratitude towards God, towards yourself, toward other people. We're going to have to make this shift where we have a bountiful eye, because this is not natural for us. It's going to take some help from God. We're going to ask him for his help in our community today. 7 days of praise where you have this bountiful eye. You're looking for all the good, looking for all the things that are going well. It's just choosing to focus on these things. It's going to help us to keep our positioning in the light as we go throughout the day. Now, one of the keys I've found that's very helpful with this is expectation. Often we get frustrated and irritated with people because we have expectations of them that they don't meet. We have expectations of other people that they don't meet. And what I've learned is that's misplaced expectations. What I've learned is we want to put our expectations in God. Trust him to be the one that adds everything that we need. Our goal is to be a blessing, and we're going to seek after him and let his grace and goodness flow through us. Put our expectation in him rather than in people. And then we view it from this perspective. Anything extra, I'm not expecting anything from anybody. My expectation is in God. And anything, and I'm not even deserving of God. Everything I get from him is a gift of grace. And so everything that I receive from him, I'm not entitled to it. I didn't earn it. It's all a gift of grace. So I have everything to be grateful for. Everything people do for me, I have no expectation for them. It's purely gain. It's purely gain. Any nice thing that somebody does for me is just extra. It's just gain. And beginning to view it from that perspective. Because often the rules that we build in our mind of the expectations we have of other people causes a lot of the frustration and irritation that we experience and a lot of the complaining and criticizing that we have. So we're going to ask for God's help today, because this is a challenge to do on our own. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you, for your grace that's more than we deserve, Lord. You treat us better than we deserve. We are so thankful for that. That you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only son so that we could have life, to be connected back to you. We could have you in our lives. That's truly an amazing gift. And Father, we're asking for your help today, not only for these 7 days of praise, but that it would continue after that. It would be ongoing every day after this. That these 7 days would represent a turning point, that we would get this right, that would help us to stay positioned in the light. And we're asking for your help to keep this positioning, Lord, to give us the strength and the empowerment and your strength to do this. to function like you do, Lord. Father, we're just thankful that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. He's going to help us to get our mouths and hearts just filled and overflowing with praise. In Corinthians, it says that every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is a big deal, because in the case of a will or an estate or a trust, you have to prove somebody's death to activate all of the benefits. Everything that's available in the light comes because of his death, because of his sacrifice. We couldn't have gotten it on our own. And if that's not something to start praising him and thanking him for, I don't know what is. Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents, and just releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Have this new covenant with God, this partnership with him. Covenant of peace and love. And I believe as you experience God helping you with this over these next 7 days, it's going to help you to know his heart and his goodness and his love that much more. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. These 7 days of praise, let's focus on making every day a masterpiece. Something good's going to happen today. Just start saying this every morning when you wake up. I'm going to repeat this again. Something good is going to happen today. Something good is going to happen today. And stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you're going through this praise challenge and you mess up, you get into complaining or criticizing mode, what do? You just turn it right back around. You get back in. And what's going to happen? You're going to go back in better than you went out. You're going to get better because of it. Every time you turn back, you're going to get better. You're going to grow. You're going to get better. If you get off track, you turn around quickly. You stay tuned in today for his leading and direction. And you take action. You do the things that you know to do. If you're unsure, you wait for his leading. And then you take action immediately once you know. And you do it together with God in partnership with him. And he's going to lead you day by day, one graceful step at a time, to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.